Once again, Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. So, Machaber says as follows. Well, actually, the Ramah. Ramah starts off, very unusual. Ramah says, Noachim L'harbos B'tachnunim Mesheni V'chamishi, that the custom is that we say more Tachanun on Monday and Thursday. Meshavur brings down that some people have a custom of four Tachanun. You can see it in the Ashkenazi Sidurim, that they say the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem Hashem Kurachim Chanun, and they say Viduyim, you know, Hashamnu, and things like that. You see that in some Sidurim. Okay, let's pick up. Then in the Machaber, it says, Vahurachum, that we say Vahurachum, V'amram Rasov Kalam, and we say Vahurachum out loud. I know you say, everybody says it softly. We'll get, hold on to that. Vim lo amru me'umad, and if you didn't say it while standing, over al takana. So then you have violated takana because you're supposed to say it standing. The nikra paretz geder, and the person is called paretz geder. They've broken a fence. In other words, Chazal made a fence. They make certain fences, safeguards for us. This person disregarded it. Now the Mishabura says the reason why we say Vuhurachum is based upon a kolbo, that because there's a big miracle, and because of that they instituted the tefillah of the Tachlun, or the stuff before Tachlun of Vuhurachum, and this is the big halacha. You have to say Bekavana v'misum v'lo b'merutza. We'll say it carefully. Now the Mishabura points out that we just said that if you don't say it, so then you're called Poretz Geder. So the Mishabura explains that, clarifies a little more. When we say the person is a paretz geder, that is not going on if the person didn't say it standing. If you notice, the Machaber said, if you didn't say it standing, over a latakana, you violated the takana, v'nikra paretz geder, and you call it paretz geder. So it would seem, just from the simple reading of the Machaber, there would seem to be that if a person said the rachum seated, so then they would be called this title of a paretz geder. They broke through a barrier, broke through a fence, a safeguard. So Mishabur says, no, that's not what it's referring to. If a person didn't say it standing, read it differently. Vim lo amro me'umar ovara takana. That if a person didn't say it standing, they violated the takana. Finished. V'nikra paretz geder. And if the person didn't say it at all, they didn't say any of the hurakum. You can imagine a person feeling this way. Right, and I'm too tired. It's Monday morning. We all know what Monday mornings are like in America. You know, so I don't want to say this whole tachlun. I don't want to say v'hurachum. So while everybody's saying v'hurachum, you can take 5 minutes off and not say, and just start from the regular tachlun. So if a person would do such a thing, so the Mishnah Berurah says that person would be called a paretz geder. But if they said it, if they didn't say it standing, they violated takana, but they would not get this title of a paretz geder. And the Ramah says, V'chein no'agim la'omro me'umad, and that's the custom. It's a custom we say tachlin while standing. Okay. Aval omrim rosu b'lachash. But as I told you before, here comes the idea. But we say v'hurachum quietly. Machaber said you should say it out loud. The Rama says you say it quietly. So the Mishabura explains the difference of opinion and custom, right? I was just discussing with somebody before. Right? We have to realize whenever you talk about halacha, there is a deraisa, derabanan, custom. So like somebody was discussing with me before, why don't Ashkenazim say slichos now? Okay, so you have to realize it's a difference in custom. There's two different points of evolving custom between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. So let's say, as I mentioned to the person before, the Sephardim say it goes by because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so they say more slichos. Ashkenazim say no, it goes based upon slichos, goes upon the year of Korban. Korban needs 4 days of preparation. Right? So same thing here. Do you say v'hurachum out loud? So the Machaber says yes. The Ramah says no. So what's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the difference is that the Ashkenazim, the Ramah holds that v'hurachum is like Shmon Esrei. It's like Shmon Esrei. So therefore, Shmon Esrei, you say quietly. So therefore, v'hurachum, you say quietly. The first opinion says, no, you have to say out loud. Why? Because we all, as we said before, you have to say with kavana. So we all know it's harder to say something with kavana if you're saying it quietly. If you say out loud, so then, you know, you can get your juices going. So that's the difference of opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah says, whatever your minhag is, that's what you do. Now, obviously, that doesn't go by your personal minhag, right? Like we could see in this shul, in Ashkenazim, so we say it quietly. In Ashkenazi shuls, they usually say it quietly. I assume in Sephardi shuls, they probably say it a little more loudly. Now, the Mishnah Berurah now brings up a very interesting point, and that is, he brings out an opinion that says, when you say Behurachum, and if you finish before the Chazan, you should wait. You should wait, and you should start what we call Tachnun, the regular Tachnun. You should start the regular Tachnun together with the Chazan. So that everybody's saying regular Tachnun, 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 the following Tachnun at the same time. But then he brings down the Shari Tshuva, not the most safe, but you know, the halakha part here, who says that no, that people don't do that. People don't wait. Rather, each person goes at his own pace. And whenever he's finished, he's finished. So we see a difference of opinion. That seems like the Mishnah Berurah comes out the other way, that everybody goes their own pace, which works out better for everybody. Okay, now let's just finish the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Umash noagim laharbas b'tachnunim." Okay, going back to the original idea. We say more tachnun on Monday and Thursday. Why? We didn't answer that yet. So the Ramah says, you know why we do that? Mishum shehem yemei ratzon. Because there are days of ratzon, days of where Hashem looks kindly upon us. Therefore, you know some people fast on Monday and Thursday. What's the difference about Monday and Thursday? Answer is they are made ratzon. So that helps a little bit. But what does that mean? So the Chofetz Chaim explains in the Mishnah Berurah, very appropriate for this time of year. We're just starting Elul. So 1 week into it. Because as we all know, as we just discussed, when we're talking about Slichos, saying Slichos, not saying Slichos, because 40 days it took for Moshe Rabbeinu to get the second Luchos, right? Starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul going till Yom Kippur. And therefore, those were Yemei Ratzon, because Hashem forgave us. What does that have to do with Monday and Thursday? So the Chofetz Chaim explains, because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai on a Thursday and came down, the original Yom Kippur was on Monday. So therefore, that's the source that Monday and Thursday are special days, days of kindness towards us. So therefore, again, Monday and Thursday we say Mor Tachnun, and so on and so forth, different things that we see people do on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll talk about Hagbah and Glila, all those type of things.